Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
So President Donald Trump is back in court today in about an hour, 9:30, the fourth and final time this week. They're going to wrap up the rest of the judges. The jurors. They've got all seven. They have a bunch more alternates to get to today. And his daughter-in-law, who I love dearly, Lara Trump, is going to join us coming up in about 10 minutes. My mother, Naomi, is sharing a birthday today. I share the birthday with her. I keep saying that. She just blew my phone up. Everybody's sitting somewhere crying right now, whether it's Simon Glansberg or my sister Ray Sherry or Mike and Donna Sullivan or my dear friend Tom Mango or Lisa Ganji or Joe Parisi or Frank Catania's brother-in-law, who'll join me later, Frank Louis Spagnola, Dory Leewack from the New York Post, Mike Kemper, Chief of Transit, Lori out in Jersey. I mean, everybody is... sobbing. Gene, my driver. It's tough, man. I mean, it's a celebratory day, obviously, and Passover is coming up, but I want to say my parents were married, I don't know, close to 65 years, you know. So, got to be weird waking up on a day like this and not having that significant other with you. And that's where she is in her life, so. But I thought it was very nice, and it made me very happy that she said the last couple of years, I've given them a lot of nachas. I gave my parents a lot of hell, man. And I have regrets. You know, people will often say, well, you know, I lived my life the way I did, and I don't have any regrets. And there are some things that I've done along the way that people would think I should be regretful for that I'm not. And when it comes to this job, I certainly know what I'm doing. And I'm at the point now, too, where somebody criticizes me or wants to tell me how to change stuff. I get angry. Like Trump, you know. Don't tell us what to do. I know what the hell I'm doing. When I arrived here 8 years ago, I can show you messages on boards and stuff all over the country that said he'll be gone in a year. And 8 years later, I've taken this business over. I know what I'm doing. I do. But there's a lot of stuff in my personal life that I would change if I could. I do have remorse. But my mom and dad always stuck with me, man. And certainly my wife, Danielle. I mean, this June 25th will be 33 years. But they always stuck with me. I want to go to Israel. Obviously, last night, if you just woke up, you don't know it, but the world does. Israel struck back after Iran attacked Israel on Saturday. Not much of an attack. In fact, very minimal. Very small response, if you ask me. They did not go after civilians, which I'm happy about. No nuclear plants. It was just one military base. And now Iran is saying this morning, if you believe them, that, hey, we're good. That's it. We're done. We're not going to keep coming back at you. We'll see. But Judah Honickman, my dear friend from Jerusalem, who I was talking to quite a bit, even when he was in a bomb shelter on Saturday night, he's the man that put together the trip to Israel for this show back in January. He's calling in this morning. Judah, good morning, good Shabbos, good Pesach. How are you?
Good morning, Sid. Good morning. First off, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Amazing, amazing. Major accomplishment You made it to here. You've been through a lot in life, and you made it this far. You're going to make it to 120, please God. Oh. And you said before, your mom said how much nachas you gave her. You give all the Jewish people nachas, man. Standing up and doing what you do and using your voice for the good of all of us. Amazing.
Well, I will tell you this. I played our friend who made burgers and continues to make burgers with you at those great barbecues that you and Aaron put together for our IDF soldiers. And she was there flipping the burgers that night. Zimra, I played her during the open today. I love that girl. But look, the truth is I don't get to Israel, despite John and Margo and Chad and their enthusiasm. And they were great. They backed me for the whole trip. I don't get there without you and obviously Scott at One Israel Fund. So you're the reason why I really got there. And I'm going to tell you this, and I've said it time and time again. I'm not exaggerating. It was the greatest week of my life, and I can't wait to go back. I'll be back for October 7th, obviously, to commemorate 1 year, if not before. But I will never be able to repay you for putting that trip together. So thank you.
Well, it was my pleasure. And again, like I said to you when you were here, Sid, you know, we did it for you. We did it for the show, but again, we did it for Jewish people so that people can hear and see the pride and the things that you do and the things that you talk about and amplify the message. You know, we all, at least I know you and I, we have a lot of conversations. We often feel the same way about a lot of different topics, but you have a way to amplify it and really maximize the impact of the message that we want to carry. And that's the reason we made that happen, so you could take that message, take that experience, and be a voice for the Jews and amplify that in a real and meaningful way.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYPD.
The digital dollar could give the feds control of your money. Get the digital dollar report. Call 1-800-862-6970 and also receive a $1,000 credit from Priority Gold to protect your money. Or just go to digitaldollarreport.com.
Please note, the information provided does not constitute financial or investment advice.
Well, look, you saw what happened last night. You and I both wanted Israel to retaliate after what the Iranians did, with the United States help, mind you. I still maintain that, on Saturday night. So we got retaliation. People were texting me last night. Hey, Sid, you got your early birthday present. Israel hit them back. You know, again, not much. Actually kind of lame, but they did something. Do you believe now that all sides are going to be okay, that Israel did what they had to do, that Iran will not look to further this? United States, of course, is pulling all the strings anyway. Did you want to see more? Are you okay?
Look, I think that if nothing more happens on either side, then it's clear and evident that the United States is pulling the strings, because there is no other reason why Iran would just, game over, we're done, unless there was somebody else, call it Biden's, call it someone in that White House, pulling the strings. Otherwise, you know, Iran does, you know, Israel had to attack back so that we're not the weak one on the block, and Iran has to do the same, or you would think they have to do the same, unless their strings are being pulled by someone else. But interestingly enough, Sid, I think I messaged this to you earlier. Do you know who else has a birthday today?
Ayatollah Khomeini.
There you go.
You son of a gun.
So we have you. We have you on one side spreading the light and him on one side spreading the darkness.
There it is, right. Israel versus Iran, me versus the Ayatollah, yes. So on the way out, because I got Rudy Giuliani calling in to wish a happy birthday too, is it business as usual for you guys? Shabbat is coming up in about an hour, and then you've got Pesach on Monday. Are the folks in Jerusalem where you live, everybody out there shopping and having a good time getting ready for the big holidays?
Business as usual for us, Sid. You know, the holiday, the family, the things that we have to do come before anything else. And, you know, there's so many amazing stories about people in the Holocaust and other very dangerous situations throughout Jewish history that did whatever they had to do to upkeep the traditions of Pesach and Sabbath as best they could. And, you know, with everything going on in the world, it seems like such a big, crazy deal, but we still have our heads high. We're still going. We're still doing. And we are going to celebrate Passover, and please God, be reunited with the Third Temple, and all be together soon.
Judah, I love you. Have a good Shabbos, a happy holiday. Thank you for calling in. Thank you, buddy.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.